This is a careers podcast made by students at the Graduate Institute. So I think the question that gets asked the most often around the Institute is, how do I get started in my career? How do I get this prized internship at some international organization that is going to get my foot in the door? Well, in order to answer that, we decided to talk to someone who got her foot in the door, and that's Frangela, who is here in the studio with me, and who is going to give you some tips and tricks and some of the ups and downs that she went through at her internship at Haiti's Permanent Mission. So if you're wondering how to apply or what to expect from these internships, well, this is the episode for you. Okay, so could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Frangela Dorsenville. I'm 24 years old. I'm a student from the University of Lausanne. I'm currently doing my master's in political science. I'm in my second year. And right now I don't have classes anymore, so I just do my internship and I work partially for the airport, the Geneva airport.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And what do you do at the Geneva airport?
I work for EasyJet. It's a company for low-cost flights around Europe and now North Africa. And I'm at the check-in right now. So I just check in passengers that need to drop their baggages, that need information. I just help them.
And other than that, you also worked for the Haiti Permanent Mission, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I started my internship over there last year, so in October, November-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly, and I did like part-time at first. So it was like I was going there like 2 or 3 days, and then I added more days, so now I go there almost every day, 4 times a week.
4 times a week. So that's the question that everybody asks themselves. How can I get there? How can I be like you, Frangela? That is my question and probably every listener's questions. How do you get to a permanent mission? Did you apply? Did you meet someone who like scouted you out and said you're perfect for?
Well, I'm perfect, but
there's no doubt.
No, but it's actually really tough to get in because I had other friends that I know were trying to get into like to have an internship for a different mission, not just for Haiti, you know, because the thing is, you have to be from the country where you're applying to do the internship for. For example, since I'm also Haitian for the mission of Haiti, that's why it was easier for me because I speak Creole, I speak French. And I also, my father also worked there a long time, 10 years ago. It's still a long time for some people, you know.
We're still young.
Yeah. So my dad knew how the procedure was. So he told me to write a resume, cover letter, and to send it over to the new chief right now at the mission. And so that's what I did. And I also had a little interview with him. First, it was by email. He just asked me some question. What do you want to do for your internship? What are you expecting? And then after, he wanted to meet me. So I went there like maybe in September. And so I got dressed really professional to see him. And I was a bit intimidated because it was like the ambassador, actually, that wanted to meet me to see who I was, what I was
about.
Wow,
you went straight to the
ambassador
there.
Yeah, I know, crazy. So yeah, that's why I was super intimidated. I was like, oh, I thought I was just going to be some person at the mission, you know, just a regular. I mean, everyone has a big job, you know, but you're not expecting the ambassador. So he interviewed me for like 15-20 minutes, and he just asked me like random questions just to see like what I was about. And then he was like, okay, you can start whenever you want. And I was like, really? You know? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he told me that he wanted to help the young, so he was like, yeah, I'm here to help the young, so of course you can come whenever you want. And then he addressed me to like one of his, I don't know how to say, like his,
you can say it in French if you want.
I don't even remember in French.
Creole, maybe?
Okay, it's like after the ambassador, you know, there's like a list of person that works at the mission. So the ambassador is like the most important one, the at the top.
Makes sense.
And then the second one, ministre conseiller, voilà.
Ministre conseiller.
So it's a minister.
Council, yeah, minister. Council, something minister. Like that.
So I had to work with him, and he's my tutor. So every time I need questions, I need to know something, he's the one I need to address, not the ambassador, because the ambassador is just
too busy for that.
Yeah, too busy for me, you know. So voila.
Okay, so I want to go back to the moment you applied, actually. Mm-hmm. And did you email the ambassador directly? Did you have like a point of contact? Did you go through, I'm pretty sure there's a web page where you can...
Yes. Well, actually, since my dad worked there, he knew how the procedure was. So he sent me the email to the ambassador and also to the secretary. And right. So the thing is, the secretary saw my cover letter, resume, blah, blah, blah. And then he sent it over to the ambassador. And then the ambassador, after reviewed it, and then he's the one who took the decision. And then that's how, after he told the secretary to email me back and to say that he wanted to interview me.
Right. So that seems like a long process.
It is a long process. I think it took about 2-3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and also it's Haitian mission, you know, so they have time.
No shade, but like the Haitian
mission.
No, but
it's the culture. It's really chill, you know. It's not the big, you know, they're chill.
But that must be nice to be in a chill environment where you can sort of develop and don't have to do everything at 11,000 miles per hour, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, that's what I was thinking at first, you know, because since they took forever to respond to me, and then they told me, yeah, I'll come whenever you want, so I expected this like friendly chill zone. Not so much, actually, because once you get there, it's actually really tough because there's so much to do and they expect a lot from you because they saw my cover letter, they saw my resume, and then they see that I speak English, that I speak French, and then I also I'm doing a master, you know. They're like, oh, okay, so she knows something. Let's give her some work, you know. And for me, I thought at first it would just be like, okay, sit there and watch us do everything, you know.
Right.
No. So they just like gave me a lot of stuff to do. So I had to, now I'm doing passports, and I'm doing mandat.
So mandates.
Basically, a lot of legal stuff. They asked me to do it, and I also answer the phone because there's three secretaries, but sometimes the phone just keep calling. So yeah, it's pretty rush, actually. I don't imagine how it is in the American mission, because I feel like even for Haiti, we have so much to do. Mm-hmm. And we're 7 people, including me, including myself. So I'm like, how? It's too much sometimes, but it's really nice. So...
But did you get to choose some of those tasks, or were
no.
they okay? No, they picked them out for you. They were like, you have
choosing?
To do this.
What
this,
is
and
that word? No,
we don't get a choice.
Nah, the only choice you got is to come. Okay, he told me, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, yes, I'm motivated. And then I was like, okay. And then boom.
Let's see if you really are motivated.
Let's see if you really are motivated. And yeah, no, I didn't choose nothing. So, but it's okay. I think it's better to not choose, because that's where you get to do everything. You know, because since you don't know, I mean, for me, I know that I'd never worked at a mission, so I don't know what to expect. So maybe if they told me to choose between, I don't know, doing passport and going to meetings, mm-hmm. of course I would say meetings. No one mm-hmm. wants to do. I mean, maybe some people would like to do passports, but I'm like, there's no, you know, obviously. But since they didn't let me choose, then I got the opportunity to really sit and do every task and then understand really what's the core of the mission.
Sure, and you can develop skills as well.
Yes, of course. You have to, yeah.
You have to develop them pretty quickly from what I can hear.
Yeah, I think the most important skill you need to have is the ability to be flexible, mm-hmm. you know. And then really important is to be patient, you know. Like, I feel like patience is, I feel like patience is key, you know, because, for example, like sometimes you'll be really frustrated because you have someone calling you and they're yelling at you because like, yeah, you guys did something wrong, blah, blah, blah. And you have to be nice with him. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have to write something really important for the ambassador, but like for one of your colleagues. And at the same time, they tell you, okay, go do this, go do that. You know, and I feel like it's super overwhelming sometimes. So you need to be like really flexible and be able to like reflect on it and be just like, okay, it's okay, I can be cool, I can be calm, you know.
Otherwise, it's fine, everything's fine, everything's
yeah
fine.
Exactly. That's why I feel like patience is really important, because it's you need to realize everything is not gonna go your way, and then you can be, it's okay, You're gonna survive.
So do you think that you developed patience while you were there? Or did you already have it?
I have no patience. Okay. I'm not a patient person. I think it's one of my flaws. It's okay. I admit it. But I feel like since I worked there, I feel like I'm getting at this point. I can say I'm not a patient person, but I'm getting there. Where at first I'm like, not working for me, you know, I'm out. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, and what other skills did you develop? Was it only patient? I mean, you can do passports now, which
yeah,
it's a skill to put on your CV for sure.
For sure, yeah. If you need to hire me illegally, you can. Yeah,
exactly. That's the
okay,
career
that's
goal.
That's a joke, okay? No, it's not.
But did you have some skills that you already had that were like really important that you got during your master's or your bachelor's or associations?
Well, for me, I think since I speak both languages, English and French, you know, I think it's something they really value in Geneva, not just for the mission, but in general, because I had the opportunity to assist at English reunions, French reunions, you know, and then be able to write, you know. They don't care about what, but like if you have a good writing skill, they really appreciate that. Because I know, like, for example, for the mission of Haiti, I helped one of my colleagues working on a dossier and to present it to the UN. And I was so proud of myself. I was like, are you sure you like what I wrote? He's like, yeah. Of course, he corrected it a bit, you know, was like, no, it's good. So I think, yeah, definitely in your master's or your bachelor, doesn't matter. Your writing skill is important, you know. Doesn't matter what you studied, but write well, I think, and speak different languages.
So we were talking about skills that you acquired during your master's. Yes. And I think it's very important to be paid for skills. Mm-hmm. Were you paid? I think that's the question everybody has.
I think that's the first question everyone wants to ask, but the answer will be no. No, but to be honest, it's not just at the mission of Haiti. Don't expect to be paid for your first internship in most places, especially if it's in an international organization. And if they do pay you, it will be very, very, very low, like 300 francs.
But okay, so you feel that you acquired some skills or that it's good for your CV, so that maybe pay is not the most important part of the...
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, at first I was like, come on, I need money, you know, I want to get paid. But then to be honest, I feel like when you put on your CV that you worked for a mission or you worked at the UN, something, you know, in Geneva, it looks so well, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it will, maybe it's not going to give you another job, but it will help you like to, I don't know, like maybe if you have competition, maybe you will stand out more if you have something like this in your CV that says internship at a mission in Geneva, internship at the UN. It doesn't have to be get paid at the UN, you know, but as long as it says internship with an organization,
right?
I think it helps a lot. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Especially, yeah, as you were saying, if you have a competition. So how do you feel other than that? Like, where do you see yourself going in the future? Do you think you'll keep working there? I know this is a very tough question. Like, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
But, yeah. You know. And most people answer married with 5 kids. That's not
I answer
my case.
Retired. That's my answer.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Okay. But where do I see myself in 5 years? To be honest, I'm not sure. I feel like most people don't know when you're in your 20s. But since I worked at the mission of Haiti, I would say that it inspired me to like maybe continue in that field, you know, so maybe diplomacy. And at first, I actually didn't like diplomacy that much because, like I said before, my dad was a diplomat. And as a child, I was like, I'm not sure I want that life for myself. But now that I'm getting older, I'm becoming my dad, I feel like, you know. And I think maybe diplomacy would be an option. And if not, maybe international organization, maybe lobbying, something around that, you know, something involving a lot of organizations, a lot of people, a lot of...
I mean, I think that's the answer that everybody gives, that, you know, we all become our parents.
Yeah.
Especially when we don't want to become our parents.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how many times I told my dad, I don't like your job. I don't like your job.
Yeah,
you
same.
Know?
Literally same.
And then I'm telling them, I'm like, Dad, did you know what I do today? It was so exciting. And I was like, okay, tell me, you know? And I was like, who are you becoming, you know? But yeah.
And other than that, you're doing your master's thesis at the same time.
Yes.
are you doing it in something that has something to do with your internship or not at all?
Well, at first it had nothing to do with the internship. So, but since I work so much at the Mission of Haiti, I get along well with my colleagues. And then I feel like I've learned so much. So I kind of switch my subject. So at first I wanted to talk about, again, with Haiti. And I wanted to do something with the elites of Haiti, like how they're really not helping the country to improve. Well, and well, technically diplomacy is also elitist, but it's a different kind, you know. Let's pretend it's not for a second. So now I'm going to talk more about like how a small state as like Haiti is trying to impose itself in a international organization like the UN.
Okay, so you would say that getting an internship can help you decide on the subject?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Okay. It will give you ideas. I'm not saying it's you're going to do it based on your internship. But after the internship, you're going to have more ideas. You're going to be like more, I don't know, intellectually more, what's the word?
Sharp.
Yeah, you know? So you'll have more tools to look, to write your thesis for sure.
Okay, yeah. So get an internship. Just do it. Even if you're lost, at least it'll help with your master's thesis, is what I get from this advice. So I think we can finish on advice you would give to people.
Okay.
People who are applying, maybe people who consider applying, maybe who feel like they don't have the skills.
Okay. I would say definitely apply. If you're thinking about it, if you want to do it, and even if you're not thinking about it, I feel like, for me, it wasn't my choice at first. It wasn't my first choice, the Mission of Haiti. You know, I was just lost, to be honest, you know. I feel like that's the case of most people our generation. But since they told me there's a spot there, you know, I feel like if you have the opportunity to do it, just do it. It doesn't matter if you think you're not ready. Sometimes you think you're not ready because you're just underestimating yourself, you know. Because I know for sure I was underestimating myself. Because I never thought that I would get in, that I would get the internship, you know. And even when I got the internship, I didn't think they would give me so much opportunities to go to the reunions at the UN, to do passport, and then to be so flexible. So I feel like an advice for the generation, it would be like, just don't underestimate yourself, you know, and just do it. And then if it doesn't work, okay, fine. Just do something else. Maybe you want to cry a day or two if you want, and then move on. You know, life goes on, you're young. So
I love all the words you used. I was lost, but now I'm found.
It's a song.
Just do it. That's life. Move on. That is very good advice, I think.
Yeah, that is very commercial also.
No, but yeah. I think it's true. We're all lost, even if we don't admit it, you know. And the point is trying out stuff. And even if you don't like it in the end, at least you know you don't like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important. At least you know you don't like it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Frangela, and for answering all of our burning questions about working at an international organization. If you liked this episode, and if you liked Frangela as much as I did, please don't forget to rate us 5 stars. It really helps to get the word out. And don't forget to follow us for more content like this. As Frangela would say, just follow.